Gibbs, as the MDC, is the country's largest political party. We're actually doing a lot of things on the ground. Only last week, President Tsvangirai and the leadership of the party were touring Mashingo province. We went as far as Gutu, Chirezi, Chibi. Only on Tuesday, we were in Mashonaland West province. We were in Chinoyi. Yesterday, we were in Mashonaland Central province. In Bindura, on Saturday, President Tsvangirai and his team are going to be in the Midlands. They are going to be at Gokwe Growth Point. The following day on Sunday, they are going to be at Mukoba in Gweru. You know that 3-4 weeks ago, he was in Bulawayo, toward Bulawayo province. From there, he's going to go on to Matabele in the south, Matabele in the north. So we are doing a lot of things. What we do as the MDC is we believe in retail politics. We believe in engaging the masses, talking to them one-on-one. This is one of our key mobilizing tactics. So people might not hear about this because obviously the ZBC doesn't cover activities. We obviously won't hear any of the radio stations controlled by the ZANU-PF regime covering our party activities. But that said, there are actually a lot of things that we are doing. Everyone realizes, Gibbs, that the ZANU-PF regime is crumbling. Only this morning, entirely the entire morning, they were running battles between war veterans and the anti-riot police squad. Tear gas being thrown onto demonstrating war veterans. And that is actually a clear sign of the fact that things have fallen apart within the factionalized ZANU-PF regime. It is a clear warning to the people of Zimbabwe that the country is actually tottering on the brink of a civil war because we find that ZANU-PF is deeply divided. But as the MDC, we are ready to come to the aid of the toiling masses of Zimbabwe.
Mr. Mafume, what is your party doing? Because it seems as if you're just watching what is happening in ZANU-PF.
No, the People's Democratic Party is engaged in thought processes. As the party, which is the brain trust of the nation, as the People's Democratic Party, the party with the creative solutions in mind. We are busy coming up with a political roadmap, which we have outlined. We need to alleviate the people. We need a transitional government that needs to alleviate, for example, is what happened in Burkina Faso, where a long-serving dictator was removed, and then a transitional government was put in place, and then elections were then held. People are suffering. There's going to be biblical hunger in this country. Salaries are not coming. Food is scarce. The economy is in doldrums. We believe people of Zimbabwe deserve a break from constant politicking. As you know, this country always thinks that anything has to be done, elections. But these elections have not solved anything because of the structure of the regime. As the People's Democratic Party that is made by the NDP, we believe that we need a transitional government to give people a break and then to solve. As you can see, there is now chaos. Jonathan Moyo and Katukweri are running riots. They want to arrest everyone who went to war. Mpoko is saying, no, Karanga will run this country. So ZANU-PF is basically split into various little government. Each one is running his own unit. So therefore, this is what we call chaos, a failed state. We therefore need a reprieve. It has no capacity to run an election. It has no capacity to provide water for 10 kilometers. So you can't trust such a government to then want to run an electoral process which can come out with a result.
Mr. Kutu, as Mr. Mafume is saying, there could be a lot of chaos in ZANU-PF. But you, as opposition parties, you seem to be having your own ways of doing things, like you don't want to form a coalition. What is the problem with the coalition? You working with Mafume for the betterment of Zimbabwe.
Gibbs, let me tell you something. A coalition or the formation of a coalition is a process and not an event. Already a lot of things are happening on the ground. Obviously, for strategic reasons, it might not be very apt and appropriate for me to disclose what exactly is happening on the ground. Suffice to state that there are trajectories like the National Election Reform Agenda, NERA, which already has brought together about 14 or 15 political parties, all fighting for an even political and electoral playing field, coming up with electoral reforms that will guarantee the holding of free and fair elections, elections that will be able to come up with a result that will pass the test of legitimacy. As I am talking right now, a lot of things are happening. A lot of things are happening on the ground. And as I've already said, the coalition formation is never an event but a process. I can assure the listeners, I can assure Zimbabweans that at the time that the elections will be held, I'm very confident that there will be an election coalition of one way or one form or the other. But it may not be proper for us to hurry up things just for the sake of it, because there are a lot of issues that have to be ironed out before a coalition is formally announced.
Mr. Mafume, can you come in there? Can Mr. Biti work with Mr. Tsvangirai, you know, in a coalition? Is it possible?
Yes, what I must mention to Ed is that we have not yet reached to speaking about names. Let's talk about the concept of the Grand Coalition. Some of the members of the Grand Coalition...
In today's paper, BT says you will never work with Morgan.
Yeah, well, no one has said it will never work with Morgan. Mr. Guto is talking about a reported Daily News letter, and we all know about the press. But let me not focus on individuals. We were in an inclusive government with Mugabe. Years before that, people said it will never work with Mugabe. So if we focus on personalities, we will get lost. Let's focus on the suffering of the people of Zimbabwe and what we need to do to alleviate their suffering, not what our positions will be in a coalition. And I do believe that the time is coming for a coalition to be formed. ZANU-PF is disintegrating at a faster rate than we thought. There are also members of their coalition that need to come out of that institution. When we sit down together, we're able to come up with a roadmap for the country. The timing, we don't want to build too soon. We don't create a coalition simply to hug each other and talk about nothing. Let's have a process. Is it for an election? Is it for a transitional government? Is it to unite to do something? We just don't unite.
But I understand. But the impression that I'm getting is that Mr. Kudu is saying, no, that cannot happen, Mr. Kudu.
No, I'm not saying that cannot happen, Gibbs. All I'm saying, the MDC, we have come out very clearly. Morgan Tsvangirai has been very, very clear. He has come out on more occasions than one, publicly saying that the MDC is willing and able to collaborate with any opposition party in Zimbabwe, as long as we share the same values, we share the same mission,
but we are saying
creating a democratic Zimbabwe. The problem that we have is that only this morning, in today's press, there is a report in today's Daily News, very prominently worded, saying Tendai-Biti has sworn to say he is prepared to work with Mamduru, with Dabengwa, with Ngwelshwe, with any other politician, but he will never, ever work with Morgan Tsvangirai. Fact, that is in the paper. So all we are saying is, with that kind of attitude, an attitude that exudes the hate, that exudes the personal hatred for somebody, we obviously might end up having problems. But the fortunate thing about Morgan Tsvangirai is he's a people person. He's a grassroots mobilizer. That's why he has millions of people supporting him and supporting his party. So we are confident that at the time that we go for the next election, there is going to be a coalition. How it's going to be organized, the dynamics of it, I believe it might not be an opportune moment to divulge. Because, like I said, it's a process, not an event.
Mr.
Let's not put the cat before the horse.